From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
I'm Melissa Block, and it's time now for All Tech Considered. The biggest news in the tech world today comes from Steve Jobs at Apple.
Today, we're introducing iPhone 4, the fourth generation iPhone. Now, this is really hot.
A lot of people got a glimpse of this new phone in April when a prototype was found in a bar and sold to Gizmodo, the tech blog. NPR's Laura Seidel was in San Francisco for today's unveiling of the real thing. And Laura, how does it compare with those photos we saw sometime back?
Well, it's the same phone. And Jobs actually got a good laugh when he introduced it and he said, I don't know if you've ever seen this before.
Uh-huh.
But it pretty much looks like what we saw, and it's thinner than the current iPhone. And according to Mr. Jobs, it is the thinnest phone on the market. It's made of glass and stainless steel. It's got a camera on the front and the back, as was advertised. As has been rumored, it has video chat, and they're calling that FaceTime. For now, you can use video chat only on Wi-Fi, but it was pretty cool, I have to say, to see somebody be up there on a phone. He called up Jonathan Ives, who is one of the designers of it, and they spoke using video. So that was pretty amazing. It has an HD video camera. So it's possible even to edit HD on this. The camera has a flash, and the flash can be kept on long enough while you're shooting videos. It has a lot of great features.
And Laura, you have used the new iPhone. What struck you most about it when you tried it out?
The resolution. It really, you know, it's so much clearer than the old phone, and so much clearer than pretty much any other phone on the market, so you can really read easily on it. It had iBooks, so you can now read your books on it. You can read it on that, and you can read it on the iPad and the iPod Touch. It has multitasking. This is a big thing that people have been, you know, wanting for some time, is to have multitasking. And it has that. And I would say just being able to use, I used the video camera, and it's a really nice camera. You can edit it and put together little films right on your phone.
Okay, Laura, not just a new phone. There's also a revised data plan from AT&T. Tell us about that.
That's right. So you can't just get all you can eat anymore. You have to get $15 or $25 worth of limited data. As this goes along, that could become a bigger problem with people, because remember, now you have HD video, right? That's going to be a lot more data to send. And so I do wonder down the line, eventually, if people are going to have to start paying more if they're really using that HD video camera and using that high resolution.
Okay, and here's Laura Seidel in San Francisco. Laura, thanks so much.
You're welcome.